All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast. Time to wake up with 60 Seconds of History, brought to you by at History Here Now, thehistoryofeveryday.com, and Scott Cooper.
I will lower my...
Turn on. Blood
depot.
All right, good morning and welcome to April 16th with the History of Everyday Guy, Scott Cooper. So, what happened on this day in history? On this day in 556, Pelagius I begins his reign as Catholic Pope. Queen Anne of England knights Isaac Newton on this day in 1705. In 1818, the U.S. Senate ratifies the Rush-Bagot Amendment to form an unarmed U.S.-Canada border. San Salvador is destroyed by an earthquake in 1854. In 1862, Confederate President Jefferson Davis approves a conscription act for white males between the ages of 18 and 35. Slavery is abolished in the District of Columbia on this day in 1862. In 1917, Vladimir Lenin returns to Russia to start the Bolshevik Revolution. Annie Oakley shoots 100 clay targets in a row, setting a woman's record in 1922. In 1945, the destroyer USS Laffey suffers horrific damage from attacks by 22 Japanese aircraft off of Okinawa. It earns the nickname, the ship that would not die. Also in 1945, American troops enter Nuremberg, Germany. A lens which provides zoom effects is demonstrated in New York City on this day in 1947. And finally, on this day in 1972, two giant pandas arrive in the U.S. from China. Well, remember that today is Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day, Eggs Benedict Day, Record Store Day, and Auctioneer's Day. Well, I guess it is Saturday, so that's not too bad of a day to wear your pajamas to work. Just be careful with those feety pajamas. Whatever you're doing today, have a great History of Every Day.
I will lower my
turn on blood
depot. The president's gonna be
okay.
On the face.